Another issue is going to be side effects and toxicity. I'm curious what your take is. I know you see all kinds of patients, so you've used cetuximab. I guess it's been mostly used in colon and anything else. What's your take on what this creates in terms of risk issues for a lung cancer patient?
Well, in general, in the United States, cetuximab is pretty well tolerated. You know, the severe anaphylactic type reactions, only 1 to 3% in general. But there's a belt in the United States through where I live in Tennessee and into North Carolina where it's been as high as 20 to 25%. Many of the doctors in our group will not use cetuximab. Along those lines, there's probably going to be a way of testing patients to determine whether they have the antibodies that cause this that are just waiting to cross-react with cetuximab when it's given. And if they have those antibodies, you're not going to treat them. So it looks like we're going to have a test to exclude those that have the severe allergic reactions.
You've had a bunch of patients like that?
Yes, we have. We were one of the first to report this, David.
I mean, you individually?
I've had one patient, but our group in our early studies with cetuximab had 20 to 30% severe allergic reactions, and that was very atypical. And again, there's a belt in the United States where this has been recognized.
Any sort of pet ideas about why this geography thing exists?
Only speculation. I think that it's a cross-reactivity with people who've some allergic phenomena that's environmental in that region of the country. I don't know whether it's from certain pine spores. I have no idea, but that is the working hypothesis, that it's a cross-reactivity with some other antigen, that the antibodies, IgE antibodies, are in the circulation, and that's what causes anaphylaxis, like in bee stings. And when the cetuximab comes into the circulation, the cross-reactivity hits, the IgG starts this cascade that causes anaphylaxis. Why it is in there, maybe there's certain biologic substance from plants. I mean, this is all theory, but I think it's reasonable exploring that further.
Of course, that brings up the issue of panitumumab. Are you using that instead of cetuximab in some of these situations?
Well, in study situations, we are using it. You know, it was a disappointment in colorectal cancer.
Right.
And I wonder whether it'll be the same type of results in non-small cell lung cancer. I don't know that, but we don't use that drug. I don't use it off study.